In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flixin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
So it is.
So it was written, and so it became.
So it will be.
What's going on, Steve?
The beginning,
how's it going?
The middle and the end.
Hey, the end of the year is nigh, and 2019 is fast approaching. What's on the cards in the new year?
Oh, it's the beach.
You're going to the beach?
Yeah.
Don't you stay inside year-round?
He's talking about movies, you scallywag.
It's hard to watch movies at the beach unless... Actually, it's not. At night, and there's a blow-up screen there, or
you got a good data.
Have you ever watched a movie at the beach?
Yes, I have. I have watched
but
a summer movie.
Job.
It wasn't easy. It's sand and stuff. Speaking of, there'll be bloody watching. Maybe people watching movies on their freaking phones at the beach. Maybe this summer. We just did some research at Flix, and we've found that 30% of people admitted to watching movies on their phones, which utterly troubles me.
That's bad for your eyes. It can't be good for your eyes.
Think about
if you hold it close enough, big screen.
Yeah, well, mate, look, sure. Good. Look, more power to you.
Maybe they're watching VR movies.
That's possible. But that's 30% is quite a lot, eh?
Yep.
But, I don't know, waiting for buses and that.
Yeah,
but,
a lot of people doing that on the bus.
But still, like, you know, you think of the effort that went into making something that is supposed to be watched on a giant wall.
Okay, but what about all the quality of audio these days, mate? I mean, everyone, it's all getting degraded down to the phone situation, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Everyone's suffering. It's not just the visual.
Just taking sandpaper to art, aren't we?
Actually, let's get out of this conversation.
Oh, should we talk about good things that are coming up?
Yeah,
good. As you astutely mentioned, John, is the end of the year is approaching, and everyone's in kind of best of mode. And we're just as guilty of that at Flix as everyone else. But instead of recapping what's happened, I thought I'd come in and talk about some things that I'm really looking forward to seeing next year.
Yes. Coming up in the movies.
As with every year, it's a mix of familiar things like it's a sequel or I've seen that adapted from somewhere. Mm. And that's not all bad. There's some good ones of those, but there's also some really strong original ideas as well. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to quickly whip through a top 10 of things I'm looking forward to seeing in 2019.
Okay.
Are we going from number one to number 10? Or are we going number 10
preserve,
to number one?
Let's preserve the drama.
I know what I want as well, the movie that I want. So I'll let you just tell me what's coming in, and then we'll find out if what I want is going to be in that.
Is that a specific film or
just
is
style
it like
of
a style of film?
Yeah, I don't think it's been covered off too good.
Is there another Star Wars because Solo was so good?
Mine relates to that.
They've pushed pause on that, funnily enough. On the standalone
I'm
Star Wars story.
Solo was good.
How far back?
Oh, shit, that's right.
How far back do we have to go to make the Yeti, the Sasquatch, like a teenager? And we can go like kind of a teen wolf situation following Chewbacca.
Go right it, mate. It's good. That's an elevator pitch.
It's probably more of a cartoon series.
Coming in hot at number 10 is a film called Glass. It's by M. Night Shyamalan. It's the third film in the series that began with Unbreakable with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Who's putting that one out?
Is this a work question or a consumer question?
This is a consumer question.
Whoa.
That one's coming out via Disney.
Oh, Disney, yes.
Oh, man, good question, by the way.
It's a funny one. This is the third film. Each film's been released by a different studio in New Zealand, which is kind of weird.
Has Disney kind of gone a little bit... Like, they've sort of grown up a bit, haven't they? They're dipping into some heavy waters.
This will be heavy waters. So Unbreakable was the first film. Split was the second. This kind of ties it all together.
I know Unbreakable. Okay.
Yeah, so... we can probably talk about the ending of a film that came out a couple of years ago, eh? Like, is that...
I haven't seen the middle one.
Okay, well,
don't
we won't talk about that. But people didn't know it was connected to the Unbreakable film, and then it was a nice surprise to find out that it was. And this kind of has all the same characters all in one, like, humble jumble mumbo jumbo. So looking forward to that one.
Yes.
Number 9, Captain Marvel. Marvel keep rolling out films. Captain Marvel, to me, that looks really choice. I like the idea of Brie Larson as a kick-ass superhero. And it'll be the first female-led film after having made like what seems to be 400 superhero movies in the last 10 years. So that looks fun. It's got like aliens and that, so it's always buzzy, so sweet. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's next film.
Oh man,
okay,
which is you know, I don't know if you could get more up his own alley than this, which is a film set around the time of the Manson murders in Hollywood that also kind of delves into the environment of Hollywood itself at the time. Kind of the bit right. part actors, the fading actors, a lot of the peripherally associated characters with the Manson murders that weren't necessarily the perpetrators or the victims were, you know, sort of Hollywood, on the fringes of Hollywood. So it'd be a really interesting film here. Set in a period setting. Dom Corey ran into the shoot walking around the corner from his house one day.
Is it all the usual suspects in there, like Harvey Keitel's and stuff?
It's led by Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
And it is stunt casted.
Powerful.
Up the wazoo.
Everyone's just like, oh, let's get a Tarantino under our belt.
Basically,
at this point.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Even more artistically credible than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is number 7, John Wick 3 Parabellum. Should be called John Wick 3.
John Wick.
They're great.
Has he got a dog? He got another dog?
Or no, look, I'm going to answer several of these threads in one go. This film should be called John Wick 3, John Wick Rides a Horse, because that basically tells you everything
gone,
that you need to know.
His car's gone and the dog's gone. It's going to be more of the same.
Some people say that Keanu is too wooden, but I am a fan.
That's what you want a stoic, wooden ass kicker. That's why Old Mate was good in Taken, right?
Mm. Yeah, Keanu, there's just some stuff that he's just perfect for. Mm. Like, Point Break wouldn't work without him.
Keeping a Bus Above 50.
Speed, great film.
And these John Wicks, he's found a niche as a man who you wouldn't think is approaching sort of older action status, but he's no spring chook. But he can still kick the butts.
Be careful.
Apparently awesome dude as well.
Really?
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, for sure. I mean, his name's Keanu.
I'm looking forward to another Marvel film, which is Avengers Endgame, like everyone else. It had 286 million trailer views in 24 hours.
People are pretty
hangy-outy for this one.
I binged a couple of weekends ago when it was raining and finally watched Infinity War, and I was surprised to find that it didn't have a proper ending. So I'm assuming this is the ending?
You got to leave it open.
Yeah, but I think as many people before me have said, the way to look at Infinity War may be that the villain is the main character in the film.
Mm. But also the answer's in the title of the name as well.
And if you look at the film from his perspective, maybe it does have an ending. If you think about his story being the main one being told.
Infinity times Infinity.
Okay.
So you know how the baddies normally lose?
Mm.
Well, who's the baddies in that film? He's the goodie. Yeah. Vox Lux is a...
Excuse me.
Just clearing my throat. Vox Lux stars Natalie Portman as a pop star. So let's have more movies with music in them, because that seems to be what we do now. It looks really awesome, actually.
Always been like that, like real knee-jerky. And it's like, oh, shit.
A little bit.
This thing
looks like a mix of kind of festival fare and also like kind of like big pop sensibility. And apparently she throws what of her described as, quote, bitch-grade tantrums.
Whoa.
So, down. Speaking of bitch grade tantrums, this is completely unrelated, but there's a movie about Adolf Hitler coming out. He's a character, and it's the Taika Waititi's film Jojo Rabbit. That looks like it's going to be choice based on one photo and a premise. Also super, super excited for another film with the New Zealand Connection, which was shot here at the start of the year, starring Daniel Radcliffe. It's a film called Guns Akimbo. It's from the director of the incredible heavy metal splatter horror Deathgasm, which is mint. And Guns Akimbo, Daniel Radcliffe plays an ordinary schmo who finds himself mixed up in this weird online game where two strangers in a city are forced to try and kill each other while everyone watches them on their phones and shares
great.
Their own.
Do you know what? I've said this before. I'm actually really proud of Daniel Radcliffe and what he's doing and all his little crazy movies that he's making. You know, it's like, I'll just be sifting around. It's like, oh, look, another movie with old mate Daniel Radcliffe, and it's wicked. You know, like, there's just a few of them now, and they're just bubbling away.
Knock out a quick Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, like, what? Yeah. Yes, please.
I kind of put him in the same boat as Elijah Wood, but I think he's sort of... He's kept the ball rolling, the train rolling a bit better.
Yeah,
than
I think
one was a hobbit, John, and one's a wizard. So don't. People are going to get pissed off out there if you. Just be careful.
Yeah, there's. Look, you.
They're both hobbits. Probably.
I think Elijah Wood's cooler.
Don't take that.
You just saw Elijah Wood on a green scooter and you love him. That's all that is. Having a little dart on a lime scooter and that's that.
John, stay away from Armageddon or any comics conventions, I think, mate. Two films to go. Number two is the after Jordan Peele blew the socks off everyone with Get Out,
They made a kind of sequel.
No, just making another film, and it's called Us, which is it's quite a good title, but it creates a real problem for me at work because I go into the admin and I'm like, okay, I'm going to find Us in the system,
US.
And I type in US, and it brings up every single title that has a U and an S back to back. So it's been annoying. So thanks a lot, Jordan Peele. This one is another. It's kind of like a most stuff under wraps scenario, but it's about an African-American couple who go to their beach house with their kids to hang out with some friends, and in a very familiar kind of premise, some strangers turn up later on and things go weird.
Okie dokie, sign me up.
Tim Heidecker's in it, of Tim and Eric, which I'm quite excited about seeing that dude in,
wow.
in this kind of, you know, if it's anything like Get Out, it'll be a serious tone with some weird kind of bleak black comedy stuff around the edges.
Sweet.
And the thing I'm most excited about seeing next year
is
2019.
Cool.
It premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival earlier in the year. No idea when it's coming here. It's got New Zealand International Film Festival written all over it. It's a film called High Life. It stars Robert Pattinson, who, like those hobbits we were talking about before, has also kind of made a good cachet of his sort of post-peak fame career.
He's a stone cold babe.
Doing lots of interesting stuff. And in this film, he plays a convict, one of a bunch of convicts who are tricked into a deep space mission to investigate a black hole.
Sick.
And, while
they're on board the ship, they're also being sexually experimented on
by vampires.
By Juliette Binoche. Let's check this shit out when it happens.
Yeah, that sounds great.
High Life. It'll be, you know, this will be the one where
you can't go anywhere in space.
Is there a trailer?
You can't run away.
Is there a trailer for it out?
No. There's some buzzy images. I found some stuff out about it that I would prefer not to have known. So I'd say like, don't go Googling this one. People came out of the Toronto screenings and instantly started chattering on Twitter about the one most bizarre thing about it, which is an annoying thing to do.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, have chats in that, but
Twitter hasn't really helped anyone ever, I don't think. So
No.
Twitter is a great place to just be a real jerk. Yeah.
Twitter has helped.
Okay.
It has helped because Jason Lee Howden, director of Guns Akimbo, has confirmed that the film is coming out next year. So, I don't look like a dick for saying something's happening that's not.
Checking Twitter right now because I'm going to have a little vomit if you do that.
Well, I just had to see this. It was the director saying, yes, my movie's coming out.
Take your time. It's all right. You have a look. John, get over there and help him out.
Do you need help with that computer?
Twitter?
Hang on, guys. Just sending out a quick tweet.
Shh. Hang on.
What's the tweet noise like?
What's the past participle of tweeting? Is it twatted?
Can you do, like, chicken noises for tweeting?
Okay, well done. Sorry, where were you? What's up?
We were just doing an interview with you about Flicks and That and the movies that you wanted to see, and you didn't cover off the movie that I wanted to see, which was a sort of a horror thriller movie about being on a mountain and there's a Yeti trying to get a couple of people, but the Yeti's more of a metaphor about don't go climbing a mountain kind of thing.
Is this your elevator pitch again? Or?
Well, it's just why we're here. It's sort of, that's the movie I want to see, so if anyone wants to make... Or Jetsons, I want to see that post-apocalyptic now Jetsons about how we scorch the earth and we're living up high and flying around in cars and stuff.
Look, let's have a look at some storyboards next week.
Okay,
cool.
Cheers, Steve.
See you guys.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.